It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. We're here to talk about Bullet for My Valentine's new record. It is self-titled. Happy to have you back on the show, Matt. And the new album is something of a new beginning, a statement of new intent. After six albums, what needed to be reinforced or even reimagined about the band?
I think it was just finding like the fire and the spark that makes you want to kind of dig deep and prove what you're made of still this far down the line. You know, it's there was no real agenda going into the album to kind of make it as ferocious and as heavy as it is. It's just, I don't know, it just felt like the time was right to just kind of, I don't know, just let it all out, you know, musically, creatively, intensity. I don't know, we just kind of found our mojo again when it comes to kind of writing very heavy music, you know. And yeah, it was just a really fun experience and an album that we're extremely proud of.
The new self-titled Bullet for My Valentine record is out now. Matt Tuck with us. Here's a tune from the record, Parasite. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Bullet for My Valentine vocalist Matt Tuck on the show with us tonight, talking about the band's new self-titled album. And it's heavier and much more brutal than Gravity. Although you started writing beforehand, how was that aggression heightened by the pandemic?
I don't think the pandemic kind of heightened it at all, really. You know, we already kind of had a few of the key songs in the direction of the record pre-pandemic, thankfully, you know. So we knew where the album was going. We knew it was going to be heavy and a lot more intense, a lot more technical than Gravity. And as soon as we kind of got into that mindset of writing like that and not worrying about what we think things should be and just getting, living in the moment of writing the music and just letting it run its own course, you know. And the more we did that and the more we didn't resist, you know, that the heavier and more technical it became and the more aggressive it became. And I don't know, it just kind of snowballed. And, you know, the pandemic, thankfully for us, was a moment for us to kind of have our feet on the ground and focus on making this record rather than worrying about deadlines and tours coming up and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it was just a fun record to make. And it was just, you know, not having those deadlines, it was just something that we kind of really kind of embraced and just focused on making an exciting, fun statement metal record.
Bullet for My Valentine singer Matt Tuck with us. Their new self-titled record is out now. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, plus music from Converge, Exodus, Slayer, and more with Matt. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine on the show with us again, talking about the band's self-titled new record. And Matt, raw emotion seems to have always been a fuel for your music. How has the way your feelings affect your songs changed as you've matured?
Yeah, it's a good question, really. It's a difficult one to explain, you know, because when you're writing a record, you're just living in that pocket of time, you know. So depending on what's going on in your life, what's kind of influencing you musically, lyrically, they're all just kind of a snapshot, really. Every album is a snapshot for us anyway. That's kind of how we write our albums, you know. We're just in the moment. And I think, you know, being in a hard rock metal band, you know, it's really important to have an emotive kind of, I don't know, like hold on the songs. I think it's so important that you have that emotional connection, whether it's even just with the music or with the vocals and the lyrics. And, you know, as I've matured over the years, I've just kind of learned to be just a bit more confident, a little bit more kind of free and open with what I want to say, you know. And just, I don't know, it's a difficult one, you know. Lyrics are a very kind of personal and a very tricky part of the process when you're writing a song, you know, because you sometimes you have something to say, sometimes you don't, you know, and you kind of have to, I don't know, just take the bull by the horns and just go with something, you know, and which is not the greatest thing, because you always want to write about something which is heartfelt and relatable. So, yeah, just I don't know, just growing up over the years, I've just learned how to channel emotions, whether they're negative or positive, into the song and just try to make it as relatable as possible.
Bullet for My Valentine vocalist Matt Tuck is my guest on the show. Again, their new self-titled record is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Suicidal Tendencies, Slayer, and more with Matt Tuck. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bullet for My Valentine vocalist Matt Tuck with us. We're talking about the band's self-titled new record. Matt, you've described the songs on this new record as very technical. Why was it important to exercise your musicality to that extent?
It just felt like the time was right. It was just something that, you know, when we wrote a couple of the key tracks that opened the door to, you know, letting the album be what it is now, it just felt like the time was right. You know, we came off the back of Gravity, which was not a technical record for, you know, for us. That album was all about emotion. It was all about the story. It was all about the vocal performances, the lyrical content, and it was more of an emotive, personal kind of album. Whereas this time around, you know, it became clear after we kind of found those couple of key tracks that this album was very different. It was very technical. It was very in your face. It was very aggressive. And we just loved that it had that contrast, and it just had its own identity. It had its own moment in time in the band's catalogue now. And yeah, and I think because we hadn't kind of shown that skill set for a long time, you know, since Venom, and having starved ourselves of writing in that way, in a sense that as soon as we did, it was just like 4 or 5 years worth of stuff was just kind of flooding out, man. So it was just, again, a natural thing. And we just rode the wave, and the more we kind of rode it, the more technical and aggressive the songs were becoming, you know, and it was great. And I don't know, man, it just put a smile on our face that we could kind of showcase, you know, the heavier, more technical side of the band.
Matt Tuck with us from Bullet for My Valentine. The self-titled Bullet record is out now. Up next, a new tune from Code Orange. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And of course, more with Bullet for My Valentine singer Matt Tuck. Full Metal Jackie, Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine with us this week. Matt, you returned to the stage at Download Pilot. What did you feel in terms of eagerness and anxiousness leading up to and during your set?
Yeah, it was a wild 3 weeks. You know, we only got offered to do the slot 3 weeks before the actual date of the performance, you know, which is after the year and a half we'd had up to that point was kind of scary. You know, it was like we haven't played in a year and a half. In 3 weeks' time, we're going to be headlining Download Festival for a government-backed scheme with the eyes of the world on it to kind of see how it goes. You know, so it was like, wow, okay. So that, you know, there were nerves, there was anxieties, but overall, there was pride, there was excitement, there was adrenaline. You know, and the build-up to it was pretty wild. You know, it just felt like it was a very important event for us as a band personally, and it felt like it was an important event for the British music industry and Europe and the world in a way. You know, we knew that the eyes of the world were on it for many different reasons, and we were just honored to be part of it. You know, we've worked so hard in this band for 20 years and 7 albums now to get a moment like that where we could finally say that we've headlined Download Festival. It was incredible. And then the show itself was nothing short of spectacular. You know, there was so much joy and unity and celebration in the crowd and backstage with all the bands. It was, it was just something that everyone needed at that point, you know, after a year and a half of live music not existing, which, you know, for us and for people that rely on music and live music as part of their routine for life, you know, it was a hard year and a half, but you know, that weekend that we had with those fans in that field was a euphoric experience, man. It was definitely a festival that we'll never forget for all the right reasons.
Matt Tuck of Bullet for My Valentine with us. Pick up the new record. It is self-titled. Matt, it was so great to chat with you. It's been such a long time, and good luck with this new release.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for having me today. And hope everyone enjoys the record as much as we do. It's a banger.
Music from Suicidal Tendencies and more after this.